It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
This week starring Don Novello as Galileo.
This week's episode finds us traveling through the time and space stream with the most evil of all scientists, Dr. Steve, and his sock-shaped assistant, Fidget. They are heading to the city of Arcetri in Italy in the year 1623 to pay an evil visit to one of the most important astronomers of all time, Galileo Galilei.
Can you believe it, Fidget? There are people in this world that actually believe that the sun revolves around the Earth. Some people are so what's that word again? Yes, that's right. Ignorant. Nobody in their right mind would believe that the sun revolves around the Earth.
No.
Smart people know that the Earth actually revolves around me. I can't wait to find Galileo and steal his book called Dialogue Concerning the Two Chief Systems of the World, etc., etc. Oh, I can't even read the rest of it. What a stupid title for a book anyway. Couldn't he have named it something shorter, like Janet and Mark, or The Matrix, or something else? Anyway, once I steal it, not only am I going to sell it on eBay, but when it's out of his hands, I'll make a few modifications to it, and then history will change, and I won't have to argue with idiots anymore about how everything revolves around the sun. They'll just all know that everything actually revolves around me. What do you mean it doesn't revolve around me, Fidget? Oh, well, I'm not going to argue with you about it now. Your opinion will change once this trip is over.
While Dr. Steve and Fidget continue on their way to the year 1623, our heroes, the world's most brilliant scientist, Dr. Floyd, his young protege, Dr. Grant, and their faithful robot companion, Chips, are following close behind in their own time and spaceship.
Don't follow so close, Dr. Grant. You're supposed to have at least two time and space travel vehicle lengths between you and the guy in front of you.
Dr. Floyd, ever since I slightly tapped that time-traveling phone booth, you've been hounding me even more about my driving.
Well, you have been getting better. I guess I could just relax and not pay attention to that vehicle coming right at us. Look out!
Whoa!
Mother of all that is scientific!
Well, I didn't hit anything. That's a testament to my excellent driving skills.
Well, you may not have hit anything, but I think my heart slammed into my ribcage. That's right, Chips. It was a good thing you were strapped into your little jump seat. Chips says to turn left here. This is the exit to 1623 Italy.
I know, Dr. Floyd. That's why we're following Dr. Steve, since Chips' time and space tracking device is on the fritz.
I know. He's still feeling a little under the weather because of that soda spill a few episodes back. Poor little tyke.
Our heroes follow the villains down the time and space off-ramp and into Arcetri, Italy in the year 1623. They find an appropriate parking space that won't attract any suspicion, and they stealthily watch Dr. Steve and Fidget from the shadows. You know, it never fails to surprise me that Dr. Steve doesn't know that we're following him.
Yeah, he just never studied enough during time and space radar class in college. All he has to do is look at the dashboard and he'll see a little blip on the screen. Are you okay, Chips? Do you need a cough drop? Are you sure? Here, let me feel your forehead. Where's his forehead, Dr. Grant?
I'm not sure. Usually above the eyes. But there's nothing above Chips' eyes except his eyebrows. And what's holding those up there? Uh-oh, looky there on his nose, Dr. Floyd.
He has a nose? Oh boy, yep, a little oil leak. Hand me your hanky, Dr. Grant. Here you go, Chips. Blow! There you go, little guy. Here, Dr. Grant, here's your hanky back.
Gee, thanks. Oh, wait, where did Dr. Steve go?
Oh, geez. Well, we'll have to do a little work on Chips here to get his villain homing radar thingy working. Hand me the hammer, Dr. Grant.
Here you go, Dr. Floyd. Okay, Chips, squeeze my hand. As our heroes work on the ailing Chips, Dr. Steve and Fidget have made their way to the house of Galileo Galilei, considered by many to be the father of modern astronomy. Galileo is currently under house arrest and being watched over by officers from Rome because of his belief that the Earth revolves around the sun.
What do you want? Mr. Galilei can't have any visitors.
Oh, good day, young man. Are your parents home?
Oh, gosh, I'm not that young. Won't you please come in?
No, Frank. You can't let him in here at the first sign of flattery. You gotta be tougher than that. Move aside. What do you hoodlums want?
Oh my, Frank must have misunderstood me. I didn't want to talk to his younger brother. I wanted to talk to your parents.
Oh, you're just saying that. Please, won't you come in?
Oh, thank you. Come along, my young associate.
Wait a minute. I don't think we can let the sock shake. Well, aren't you just the nicest little guy? Come on in.
Hey, Galileo, you got some visitors here.
Shandalun, Medzumaru, Mamma Mia. What? Who is it? Somebody to visit me? I wasn't expecting nobody. Who are you people?
Are you Galileo, king of night vision, king of insight?
That's me. Yes, I am. How did you know that?
I heard it in a song once in college. Anyway, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Dr. Steve, and I'm selling the latest and greatest household product that no genius astronomer can do without. The vacuum cleaner.
The vacuum cleaner? What's that?
I don't know. Vacuum cleaner.
Vacuum cleaner? The vacuum cleaner. Haven't you heard of it? Well, they're all the rage in the good old United States of America.
The United States of America? What's that?
United States of America?
United States of America? Fidget, you're not helping me. Yes, the United States of America. It's just a little nickname I have for another city in Italy somewhere. But yes, the vacuum cleaner. Allow me to demonstrate. Oh, shoot, I forgot to bring the vacuum cleaner. Now let me see. Come here, Fidget. See, you hold this end like this, and then you put this end down by the floor, and, Okay, Fidget, now suck in a little dirt. Come on, just suck in a little dirt. It won't hurt you.
Oh, this is just sad.
Ah, the poor little guy. Look at him.
Come on, stop this nonsense. You're not a vacuum cleaner salesman. I know who you are. You just come here to get my autograph like everybody else.
We did? Oh, yes. Oh, of course we did. Yes, we would like your autograph. And of course we are going to frame it and put it on our living room wall. We wouldn't dream of selling it on eBay.
eBay?
eBay.
eBay? I am not, Fidget. Yes, eBay. It's a little marketplace near my house over in the United States of America. Italy.
Well, do you have anything for me to write on?
No, I don't, but what's that over on the table?
That's a table.
No, on top of the table.
The top of the table.
No, that book that's over on top of the table. The one that says, the dialogue concerning something, something, Wachahoochee.
It's not Wachahoochee. That's my book. Most famous book doesn't exist no more. It's called The Dialogue Concerning Two Chief Systems of the World, Ptolemaic and Copernican. And that's a Ptolemaic with a silent P. Pretty clever, huh?
Yeah. Would it have killed you to pick a shorter title?
I actually wanted to call it the Round Things in the Sky. You know, it's more simple for people, but my agent, Bernie's name is, he says, no, SNL will sell. You need something to suck people into. So that's how I come up with the Ptolemaic and Copernican words. What do you think?
Oh, it's very nice.
The Pope, he said he didn't like my book. So what does he do? Makes me in prison in my own home for the rest of my life. Fact, this book has been nothing but a can of worm troubles to me. So please, I'll sign it. Yes, I give it to you. Please, take it. I want nothing more to do with it. I just gotta find, I have no pen. I have nothing to write with. I have no pen. They took away my pen.
See, Fidget, the vacuum cleaner thing worked perfectly.
I have a book, but I have no pen.
It appears as if Dr. Steve is now mere moments away from stealing Galileo's book. Will he be able to run off with it and change the contents so people will believe that the world revolves around him? Will Dr. Floyd be able to fix the still broken chips in order to locate Dr. Steve and prevent him from carrying out his dastardly plan? And just how will Dr. Steve react when the weather in Italy turns bad?
Thunderbolt lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo!
Galileo?
Find out next time on the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd!